So, welcome back to the Wizard of Dapps podcast. So, and I guess it has been a long hiatus since the last episode. I really appreciated sort of all the comments you've all had, on Twitter, through DMs, etc., and how you appreciated this podcast or what it is. You know, I started this podcast in early 2019 as a means of bringing more awareness to dApps in the application layer, to use cases, to things that were useful about Web3, right? I think a lot of people saw crypto from afar and, you know, sort of expected it to really sort of have an impact in the next couple of years. But I wanted to, I guess, you know, showcase and show light, you know, all the areas of crypto that were making real impact today, you know, NFTs, games, like Axie Infinity, Super Rare, you know, OpenSea. All these projects that I felt like were genuinely making real-time impact. And so I started working on podcasts, but strangely enough, you know, it wasn't actually my idea. For those who don't know, 1KX have been a big supporter of me doing this podcast. In fact, I was really, you know, working a lot on the application layer, on dApps, I guess, you know. And I connected with 1KX, you know, I think in early 2019, and they actually said, you know, why don't you do podcasts? And I've never done podcasts before, but they were willing to sort of like sponsor the editing costs and, you know, throw me a small sort of sponsoring stipend. I guess this was when I was working Metacartel as well, you know, bootstrapping its first DAO. And I was also doing the weekly dApps newsletter, where every Sunday I would go to the, you know, dapp.com, state of the dApps, and look at the newly listed dApps. And back then, it was just all Tron and EOS dApps, gambling ones mostly as well. So nothing too interesting. But I was, focused on bringing more attention and building a community of founders and product people and developers around this, right? So, you know, we've been through, I guess, over 50 plus episodes of all these different dApps across the ecosystem. And yeah, I guess nearly 9, 10, 11 months ago, that was sort of like when my last episode was published. So what have I been doing since then? So effectively, I think just under a year ago, I started, I joined 1KX full time. And I think for me, that was really a point where I wanted to, well, you know, one thing was I was sort of burnt out doing DAOs. You know, I was working Metacartel Ventures at that point. Metacartel DAO and its sort of incubations and other projects really branched out and fairly autonomous. But I was really in the latter stages of like, you know, getting Metacartel Ventures or VentureDAO up and running. So for those who don't know, it was sort of like the probably considered to be the first live investment DAO in Ethereum. And it had made its sort of like first few investments. And I was pretty burnt out doing DAOs, at least working on one thing. It really is like, you know, I don't know, someone, as Amy Jung says, you know, sort of giving birth to a DAO, you know, whatever that means. but regardless, I wanted to do something different. And I guess I looked back and looked at what I enjoyed, and it was sort of really always centered around supporting early stage teams. So I joined 1KX, you know, sort of full circle. They pushed me to do the podcast and I joined them later on. A lot of my week nowadays looks like, you know, talking to new founders and supporting the existing portfolio of projects and DAOs and, you know, working with them on building the community. I think, you know, the difference between today and, you know, maybe 2 years ago was that 2 years ago, there were no real focus on the application layer of Ethereum. You know, there were no focus on dApps, use cases, UX. And I think over the last 2 years, we saw this cycle of like, you know, our focus go from infrastructure to use case. So today, I don't think we're really, you know, we're in need of maybe, you know, I could definitely do more podcasts on and episodes on, you know, cool projects, but I don't think we're any short of that anymore. Instead, I want to see if I can focus, you know, I guess my time and energy into telling the stories of how these DAOs and how these decentralized communities are, you know, sort of created and the process that goes into them. I think that we need more stories, you know, and we need to tell these stories. I do think that community building, you know, while sort of underappreciated in this moment, you know, will grow in importance in years to come, and in 5 to 10 years, we'll look back and see how important all of this work we're doing will be, I guess. So I think, yeah, like Wizard of Dapps, as we know it before, I think, I don't see a place for it anymore. Instead, I want to go and, you know, create stories and I guess tell stories of how these DAOs are created. So I think, you know, we'll take a different sort of direction for Wizard of Dapps, or maybe we'll call it something else from now on. But I just wanted to sort of share my thoughts to all the listeners out there who are still sort of like following, expecting the new, I guess the next new episode, and share what's sort of on my mind. And with that said, I have a new episode, you know, I recorded recently with Amy Jung, who recently left MakerDAO. So she was the one who was spearheading the process of decentralization there, where, you know, sort of Maker went from this like sort of foundation-led organization or foundation-orientated organization into somewhat more of an on-chain DAO-like organization, where, you know, there is on-chain management of expenditure and, I guess, quote-unquote treasury and, you know, and all the bells and whistles that, you know, we would consider a DAO today. So we talked to her about how she transitioned Maker and decentralized it effectively, and all her learnings and reflections. And I'm really excited to share this with you all. On that note, I will stop rambling and, you know, end this update. But thank you everyone who sort of listened to Wizard of Dapps over the years. And yeah. I guess thank you.